welcome to Next Up with Next Gen, the podcast bringing you insights and perspectives from the next generation of leaders in the American Council of the Blind. Brought to you by ACB Next Generation.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Next Up with Next Gen podcast. We are here talking about the DC Leadership Conference, and we have a couple of members here with us. I am Amber Grant, and I'm going to be facilitating the discussion. We have Greg Lindberg. Do I have to announce everybody, or do I wait until more people show up, or should I just announce whoever's here?
Yeah, I guess we can just do this individually. So if you just want to start, does anyone want to start here?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So we have a couple members. We have Greg Lindberg, Neural Chef. We have Aaron Espinoza, and we have Danielle Stevens, who are joining us. So does anybody want to start?
Sure. I have no problem starting.
Okay.
My name is Neural, and I'm from the Cleveland area.
So did you attend this conference virtually or in person?
I attended in person.
Was this your first time attending the conference altogether?
I once kind of did it virtually, but it was not, you know, generally because I had to work, because a lot of it was during the weekdays and I worked, you know, but I kind of attended it virtually. But to be honest, I feel like, I mean, I did it once, but to be honest, this is my first in person, and this is the first one when I solely paid attention and participated in every aspect of it.
So what were some highlights and some takeaways from the conference?
Sure. Well, I mean, on the first day, we went to the brewery of engraving. That was a great opportunity where we get to see how money was made, you know, and they showed us, you know, we went to the, basically, right down the line where they're making everything, you know, and from the time it was just basically paper to the point where money was made. It was really cool. And then as far as the imperatives, you know, these were some really important. We talked about the website and software application, the medical device, non-visual accessibility act, the communication video technology act, the medical and Medicaid non-vision and hearing benefit act. And then we also introduced a new imperative, which was Section 736, which requires the Department of Transportation to publish regular reports on complaints filed by disabled travelers against airlines, you know, and basically this would be essentially people who use wheelchairs and handling on wheelchairs.
So what made you attend? Why did you attend this conference?
Well, because I've been involved in politics in many ways and involved in different things like that. And I have a passion for advocacy. And with that being said, I feel it's my duty as an individual to advocate for those others who are visually impaired or others who have disabilities. Because there are those who cannot advocate. It is very imperative for us who can't advocate for going there and advocate for others.
So what was the one thing that you learned and a takeaway from the conference?
I feel like there's more than just one thing we learned. You know, it was really a great opportunity for me to get to know Ray Campbell really well on the national level. And then, I mean, just learning these imperatives and just learning to see how important these are. They can help and strengthen the lives of those who are visually impairment or face visual disabilities.
So why would you recommend others to attend this conference in the future?
I would highly recommend this for anyone who has a passion or interest in advocacy or politics, because it is vital for us to go out there and make our voice heard, especially to the senators in the House, so that things can pass that can help our lives.
Well, thank you so much, Neural. Thanks so much for being here, and thank you so much for sharing your experience.
My name is Aaron Espinoza, and I'm from California, and I attended the ACB Leadership Conference in person.
So why did you decide to attend the conference?
I decided to attend the conference because I'm very passionate about advocating, and especially for the bills that were chosen that we were going to Congress to advocate for, especially the Medical Device Non-Visual Accessibility Act and the Website and Software Application Accessibility Act.
So what was something that you learned from the conference? What was a big takeaway that you had? Any highlights that you want to share as well?
Yeah, a couple of highlights and takeaways is when we visited the Bureau of Engraving, we got to feel a replica of the new $10 bill with the tactile markings that are going to come out in 2026, so 2 years from now. Hopefully those bills come out. So that was really great to be able to feel that. And also, when there was a presentation by Procter & Gamble, they had some products that had tactile markings that haven't been released yet to the public. So getting to feel those products and to hear them talk about how much they care about inclusive design and how they worked on it, that was the two highlights that I took away.
Why would you recommend others to attend this conference in the future?
I recommend people going so they can see the process, like how people advocate for bills when they go to Congress, like from beginning to end, because it was a great experience getting to talk to representatives about the three different issues, kind of getting to hear if they were interested or not, and getting to ask them questions if they'd support or sponsor the bill and things like that. It's a great process and a great experience for people to get.
Was this your first time attending the conference?
This is my second time attending the ACB Leadership Conference in person. So yeah, I think this was the best one out of the two, because the first time I went, I didn't have much experience of going to the conference. But then the second time, I kind of knew what to expect, so I was able to build on that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Aaron, for sharing your experiences with us. And thanks so much for being here.
My name is Danielle Stevens, and I am from Florida. And this was my first time attending the ACB Leadership Conference.
Okay. Did you attend virtually or in person?
I did virtually.
So what were some of your takeaways from the conference?
So for me, one of the there were actually a few, but two that I'll talk about really quickly. One was the Procter & Gamble, that was really awesome. And to hear how that they are really starting to understand the importance of getting their products, you know, accessible, and being able to hear someone who's on the other side of it, how they advocated and what, you know, their story was. Also, though, being able to attend the Sunday morning session about accessibility and what the Department of Justice and the different organizations in the White House, what they're doing to make sure that not only, you know, we are not forgotten, but that that the White House and the rest of the government, the federal government, are listening to us and they want to partner with us on this advocacy mission that we're all on, as it relates to website and accessibility, as well as the medical devices.
So, what made you decide to attend the conference?
Well, two things. First of all, I'm an advocate for people who are blind and visually impaired, but also I am also in the political space. I'm a political activist. And so I wanted to attend to be able to see what it is like, you know, from a leadership perspective, how I can get more involved within the political arena, and how I can help my Congress people and House of Representatives understand the importance of passing these bills that the imperatives that we have put forth.
So why would you recommend others to attend this conference in the future?
Yeah, so I would recommend other people to attend the conference in the future, especially those people who are really interested in not only the policy side of advocacy, but also, you know, advocating for yourself as a person who is blind and visually impaired and learning what it takes to be able to advocate and help, you know, pass laws and so that we as a blind community and people with disabilities, you know, that we can have a voice. Also to be able to interact and network with those people who are in the federal government, who are working on behalf of us, you know, letting them know that, hey, we are here and we want to help and we want to, you know, get involved. And so those are just a couple of reasons why I think that people should attend the conference, if not just for the experience of being able to connect with other people in the blindness field and not in the blindness field who are advocates for disability rights in general.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Thank you so much for sharing your experiences. And
okay. Hey there, everyone. This is Greg Lindberg. I'm from Maitland, Florida in the Orlando area. And I attended the DC Leadership Conference virtually this year.
Was this your first time attending virtually?
No, I actually did attend, I think, the last three virtually. And then I also did go in person in 2019, where I actually got to meet Aaron in person for the first time, which was pretty cool.
What were some of the differences for you from attending virtually versus in person?
Yeah, you definitely don't get quite as much of the vibe or, you know, just being in person. Obviously, it's much, I feel like you get much more of an experience, you know, virtually. There certainly are advantages to, you know, conveniently getting on Zoom and attending from wherever. And you can certainly get a lot out of it. A lot of good info on Zoom virtually. But I will say just kind of making those in-person connections and, you know, some social opportunities to go out to eat and kind of meeting up with people is definitely an advantage to go in person.
So why did you decide to attend the conference?
Yeah, so I definitely, you know, have been involved in ACB for several years now, nationally, especially in ACB Next Generation. And so just kind of have a desire to learn more about advocacy and kind of, you know, keep up with the current issues, the current laws, proposed laws, challenges when it comes to civil rights. So I feel like the Leadership Conference, you know, really gives a nice overview in a pretty short amount of time, you know, within just a few days of the event, to really kind of get a sense, you know, get your pulse on, or I should say, you know, get your finger on the pulse of what's going on within the blind community.
So what did you learn and what was some of your biggest takeaways? And
yeah, definitely several things. So I know the first day on that Saturday, they had the board meeting. And so it's always interesting just to hear, you know, what's going on within ACB. It kind of gives you a, you know, a bird's eye view of ACB as an organization, just in terms of, you know, the staff, what the staff are doing and different committees. And it really is amazing just to hear about all the different things ACB does. I know they were talking about, like, I think we've had around 17,000 community calls within ACB, which is just really hard to wrap your head around. And I know that's been such an awesome thing they've done over the last 4 years to really keep members, you know, more connected than ever within ACB. So that was cool to hear about. And then it was really cool to hear Scott Thornhill. So he's the new executive director of ACB and just sounds like a super personable guy, you know, very smart, has a great vision, I feel like, you know, for the organization. And it's been a long time since we've had like a permanent, you know, a new permanent executive director of ACB. So I'm really kind of excited to see what kind of new things he'll bring to the table within ACB. And then there was also the lady from, I believe, the Department of Justice who works on the White House task force. So like Danielle was saying, to hear kind of how, you know, civil rights, accessibility, advocacy are being presented, you know, within the White House to the president, to the vice president. That was really fascinating just to hear like how close they do work with the White House on different issues, and I felt like she was really open to hearing people's ideas and feedback. And then I really, really enjoyed also hearing the DEIA, diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility presentations. They had some professors that did a couple sessions on that. And I know they did in person, unfortunately, on Zoom, you know, virtually we couldn't really participate, but they did sessions where they, you know, had people just like listen to a partner in the room for a couple minutes and, you know, not responding, not getting emotional, just hearing someone speak and really taking the time to listen. And I thought that was super powerful. And, you know, in terms of leadership, it really showed like you have to listen to what people are saying. You can't just be thinking. I know they made a point about like, in general, as humans, like we're so quick to just respond, you know, to react to what someone's saying and like thinking about what we're going to say instead of actually taking the time to just focus on what people are telling us and, you know, really listening to people. So I thought that was, you know, super informative and really interesting. And then in terms of like the web accessibility, some of the bills and things we've talked about, you know, I feel like that's web accessibility is just so crucial in this day and age because so much, you know, so many things are based on online platforms and just web-based, you know, apps, you know, whether it's education, whether it's medical services,
Work,
I mean, entertainment. It's just such a critical thing that I know ACB continues to push for so that people can have equal access to all types of online platforms.
Why would you recommend others attend this conference in the future?
I think you can really learn a lot from it, you know, especially if you have the chance to go in person, not only just the events and the presentations and sessions, but like I said before, the connections you can make in person are super impactful, super powerful. You know, you never know where a connection might lead. You know, you might make a new friend, a new kind of advocate partner, someone that has similar ideas or similar goals when it comes to advocacy and leadership. So yeah, just kind of the, not only the information that's presented, but the connections you can make.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Greg, for sharing your experiences. So this is Michael Babcock. So where are you from?
I am from Kokio, Oregon, on the Southern Oregon coast.
So what made you attend this conference, or why did you attend this conference?
Originally, I wasn't thinking I was going to attend. I made an offhanded comment about how it was super expensive, and there was a motion made by the board to help me financially to go. And at that point, it was kind of taken away from my decision, because I'm like, well, that would be silly for me not to experience this. So I went to leadership, not sure what I was going to get out of it, and I really appreciated the opportunity to experience it.
Okay. Did you attend in person or virtually? And was this your first conference?
I attended in person, and this was my first leadership conference. I haven't even attended virtually in the past.
So what did you learn, and what was one of your biggest takeaways and some highlights?
So I think I learned a couple of things. Number one, it is being in person makes a big difference, because you can sit around and have those casual conversations in opportunities that don't present themselves on Zoom or other virtual environments. One of my biggest takeaways, interestingly enough, had nothing to do with the agenda, but again, it goes back to those social opportunities and sitting down and conversing with both current and future leaders in ACB. And that was how different states handle paratransit. And I thought that was really interesting to find out that, you know, some states will send vouchers using Uber to their paratransit recipients, and other states are not doing that. And it gave me an opportunity to connect with some people who have been using this service in their states, and have a resource to be able to point people in my state to. Also, I think another big takeaway was, you know, don't undervalue the skills that you have especially mm-hmm. when it comes to volunteering and helping. I was called to help with some of the media stuff. And of course, in retrospect, it makes a lot of sense that I had that opportunity. But going into it, I didn't think that was going to be something. So I think those are two unique takeaways, is don't undervalue the skills that you have and don't underappreciate the in-person opportunities that can be given in live environments.
Why would you recommend that other people attend this conference in the future?
I think a couple of reasons. Number one, to find out what is available out there to help you with communicating with both your members, other leaders in the organization, and your members of Congress. I also think that it's a good opportunity for you to realize to come together with others and see what the impact is that working with an organization such as ACB can have when you have a wide variety of people working towards the same goals.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Michael. So next we have Janine Lee. So where are you from?
I'm originally from the San Francisco Bay Area in California, but I live in Kissimmee, Florida now, near Disney World.
So did you attend the conference in person or virtually? And was this your first conference?
This year, I attended virtually, and last year was my first time in person. So this was my attending virtually this year.
Why did you decide to attend the conference?
I chose to attend the conference because I feel that the leadership conference is super important. It's really, really important, especially for next generation, because our theme is elevate, develop, and lead, and we are the next generation. So I think we should go and see how leadership acts when they're together in person. Also learn from sessions and learn from different tours, events, dinners, all those things. Also, going to the Hill is very, 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 very educational and very important. Our national organization puts a lot of time and effort writing our imperatives, and they give us these guidelines and these one-sheeters, and then we can just go knock on our congressman's doors, our Senate, and say, hey, we need to change these issues for blind people, for low vision people. This is not okay. So please sign on to this bill. Please make change for us. It's a chance to get together with people from your state, people from your affiliate, and go knocking on the doors together in person, but you can also do it virtually.
What were some big takeaways and some highlights for you?
Well, some big takeaways are it's really, really frustrating on Zoom. I think everyone should attend, and it's really important to go. It's better in person. You get this camaraderie and you get to meet your leaders. Like, I went last year for my first time and it totally changed my life. Like, I'm a totally different person. If you ask anyone who knows me, all the things we did, the rally and the different things, it changed me. So this year I was hesitant, you know, we went in person. I went virtually and I learned some things. Like, it was interesting to hear the board meeting. It was interesting to hear some of the breakout sessions and the speakers. I think some of the biggest takeaways I had this year is they were more organized this year than last year. So I think it was really beneficial for the people who went. I was really, really impressed with Procter & Gamble and how they are putting tactile things on their products. So like every shampoo will have this line, or every mouthwash will have this star. And I also was really impressed with the fundraising component when they have that panel and the different tips and tricks that I got from them, because it's really important to raise money for our affiliate and other affiliates. And it takes money to change things. Like, I'm so happy that Next Generation has this program. I was a huge proponent for this program. I've been on membership committee, and I'm glad that this year people use the stipend. I think it's super important so we can get grants and we can basically use it or lose it. Because if we have this program and no one's using it, then, you know, that's sad. And all that work we did and all the money we raised for people to go, it just goes by the wayside and it doesn't help. So that's why I went. And the takeaway was, yeah, I really learned a bunch of things. It was really way educational for me. I learned that I miss my friends in person. I took away that it takes time to be a leader, and you have to listen and not just talk. But it was really great to hear Zoom. And I think our national organization is growing and learning how to accommodate and how to make things more amenable to people who are at home and can't attend. This was the second, actually the first, like, hybrid in-person leadership, because last year either you went or you got nothing. So this year they incorporated it and we got to hear at home and we could save the money. I will say it is really, really expensive. So you have to plan for it.
So why would you recommend other people attend this conference in the future?
I highly recommend people go because you will make memories that are invaluable, and you will build relationships and networks. And they will help you in life and in our organizations. There's something about being in the room and feeling the feeling of what's going on there. Plus, hopefully, you will continue to learn how to advocate and reach out to our governmental leaders on how to make change, like for the Medical Act, the Audio Description Act, Health for All Act, where we get accessible treadmills and workout equipment and filling out forms. So it's really important to go in person, to go meet with the people in the buildings and either make appointments or go knocking on their door and say, "Hi, I'm Janine from Next Generation. And these are some issues our national organization, American Council of the Blind, has. And please help us make things better." So I say it's really important to go. You make bonds, connections, network, and you can change things. It will change you going in person and also virtually. You'll learn things virtually. I will say that, you know, last year was the first time we went back in person, right? Mm-hmm. That ACB hadn't gone for a long time. And they kind of struggled. Like, the rally was great. Like, we rallied the Show Me the Money rally, and it was on the anniversary of Harriet Tubman, and she's done so much for us. And for me, in person, going in person reminds me that one person can make a difference, just one person. Harriet Tubman was a very strong female Black advocate, and being reminded of all the things she did, it just empowered me. Yes, we were in the pouring down rain. It snowed on us. We rallied and marched to the Treasury, and it was really great. But you can be retrospective. So there's just something about being a person that's so palpable that is electrifying. But I would encourage, if you go virtually, to maybe get a couple friends and go on Zoom so you guys can talk about it. Like, during the mentorship section, the one where working on conflicts, I was on Zoom with two board members who decided not to go in person, and we were virtually, and we did the training exercise, like listening to each other for 10 seconds. So if you do it on Zoom with your friends, it's great. It's better in person, but it's great on Zoom. There's just something you get from in person. And I'm glad that ACB is starting to change that and try to make it better and be so inclusive of everyone, because last year they were not super inclusive.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your participation. And thank you also to Neryl, Aaron, and Danielle, and Greg, and Michael, and Janine, and all you guys for sharing your experiences, whether you went in person or virtually. I really enjoyed hearing everyone's experiences, and I'm sure that the listeners out there will enjoy hearing all of your guys' experiences as well.
If you want to know more about ACB Next Generation and the work we're doing to empower the next generation of leaders in ACB, visit our website at acbnextgeneration.org.